United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that UN aid efforts in Gaza are facing increasing difficulties as the war in the territory continues.
Despite some limited steps, our humanitarian operations continue to face denials of access, delays, impediments, and multiple dangers, including live fire. One of our convoys was damaged by Israeli naval artillery earlier this week, and just 10 out of 61 planned 8 convoys to the north reached their destination in January. Let's be clear. Denial of humanitarian access means denial of humanitarian relief for civilians.
Guterres said he was particularly concerned about Israel's apparent intention of moving the fight to Rafah, a once-designated safe zone where much of Gaza's population has fled to.
Half of Gaza's population is now crammed into Rafah. They have nowhere to go. They have no homes, and they have no hope. They are living in overcrowded makeshift shelters, in unsanitary conditions, without running water, electricity, and adequate food supplies. And all of this underscores the need for full respect for international humanitarian law, including the protection of civilians and ensuring their essential needs are met.
While taking questions from reporters, Guterres defended earlier comments calling the war in Gaza collective punishment.
Israeli leaders have been telling repeatedly they are not fighting the Palestinian people, they are fighting Hamas. If that is the case, I cannot understand how this is conducted in such a way that has led in Gaza to reportedly around 28,000 people killed, to 75% of the population displaced, and to a level of destruction of entire neighborhoods at the level that it has happened. I think that there is something wrong in the way the military operations are being conducted.
Guterres said he often feels powerless in his role to take direct action to help those in need.
My worst frustration to see suffering at such a large scale and to know that I have not the power to stop it. But it is a reality. I have not the power to stop it. I can raise my voice, and I do it. I can sometimes convene, but people need to be willing to be convened.
Guterres also fielded questions from reporters about recent controversies at the UN, defending the choice to fire workers with UNRWA, the UN Palestinian Aid Agency, who were accused of working with Hamas to attack Israel. He argued that it was not worth the risk to keep those workers if the allegations were true, and said that matters could be rectified if an investigation cleared them. At the same time, he noted that Israel has yet to offer the UN its evidence that the 12 individuals had helped Hamas attack Israel. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.